On the Fox series Married by America, which premiered on Monday, people looked directly into the TV camera and said things like, "Find me a husband, America." On the ABC series I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, somewhat familiar faces looked up during breaks in the Australian rainy season to say things like, "Vote for me, America." TV critic David Bianculli says America might be ready to vote thumbs down.
Last month, 13% of the network's collective primetime schedules were gobbled up by reality TV. This June, there are estimates it could reach as high as 40%. Plan your summer vacations accordingly. Networks can't seem to resist reality TV, but I'm proud to report that it now appears viewers can. I don't hate the idea of high-concept unscripted shows when they're done well and are reliably entertaining. I still watch Survivor, and this current one, with men and women competing in separate tribes, may turn out as the best edition since the original. I even like Joe Millionaire, even though a lot of people took it a lot more seriously than I did. And I enjoy American Idol, even more this time than last. But I've always hated Big Brother, and the most recent so-called reality shows have taken turns redefining awful. Nothing may be worse than the Anna Nicole Show, but that's not because the networks haven't tried. Fox was counting on Married by America, which was launched in the same time slot as Joe Millionaire, to benefit from the momentum Joe Millionaire had generated. Instead, viewers rightly rejected it. Also this week, ABC launched The Family, which did more in 1 hour to insult Italian Americans, and Americans in general, than The Sopranos ever could. Viewers didn't flock to that show either. ABC's Are You Hot show is continuing, with Lorenzo Lamas telling contestants and the few Americans still watching what he thinks of as the perfect male and female body. I don't care at all what the star of Snake Eater 3 has to say, especially about the physical attributes of other people. And when yet another ABC fiasco, I Am a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, ended its mammoth run of 15 straight days on the air, there was less of a shock ending than the simple relief that it was finally over and leaving the airwaves.
Welcome back. He's crossing the bridge now to join me in the studio. 15 days ago, 10 celebrities came here hoping to prove they could live without luxury. You judged them, and the celebrity you crowned as King of the Jungle is Chris Judd. Welcome. Good job.
I actually watched all of I'm a Celebrity. I'm the only one I know who did that, even among TV critics. I did it for the same reason I watched every episode of the Anna Nicole Show last season. When something is redefining the concept of horrible, it pays to pay attention. On I'm a Celebrity, I saw Chris Judd pour out his heart about Jennifer Lopez at one fireside conversation. In another, I saw Melissa Rivers give very private details about her father's suicide. This bothered me a lot more than the bugs. In both cases, I wondered why they were sharing. With microphones on them and cameras hovering around, they knew they were bound to be shown on TV. Chris Judd, in particular, came off as a very sweet and genuine person. But why share so much on a simple, stupid TV show? You could argue that all these celebrities were playing for charities. But since Judd, as the winner, was awarded only $200,000, that means the others got even less. If they weren't in it for the publicity, why didn't they just write a check and stay out of the jungle? If you ask yourself why people appear on these reality shows, the definition of reality quickly changes. For every person who's seeking an actual spouse on Married by America, there are dozens seeking simple exposure. One of the women who made it to the semifinals as a prospective bride-to-be on Monday's premiere, it was just reported, is married already, hasn't finalized her divorce yet. Maybe she should just sit tight. If we already have a TV show called Married by America, can Divorce by America be far behind? Most of the people drawn to the limelight of these reality shows are people who have been chasing fame already. Even Joe Millionaire, at the end, got down to a male underwear model, choosing between an actress model and a bondage model. But at least Joe Millionaire and The Bachelorette were built around the opinions of the people doing the dating. What's so repugnant about so many of these shows is that they reinforce the belief that it's how other people judge you that counts. I can accept that in a talent show concept like American Idol, but in a talentless meat market like Are You Hot, it's virtually unwatchable. And most American viewers, I'm delighted to report, feel exactly the same way. The more of these shows America reject, the fewer of them the networks will churn out. Because of that, the instant rejections of this week's new reality shows and the national indifference that greeted I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here make me very, very happy. Right now, I feel like a theater critic who's been told his job description has changed a little. Until further notice, my job is to review the people in the lobby. No matter how much you dislike reality TV, trust me, I hate it more.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.